I've been reading this book, and I've been talking to Miss T a little bit about it, and I thought it would fit perfectly to tie into this homily. It was written by a young woman, 27-year-old Colleen Carroll, and it's entitled The New Faithful, Why Young Adults Are Embracing Christian Orthodoxy. And it's a very interesting read because she describes this phenomenon that is literally sweeping the globe, whereby the younger generation, you all, most of you all, and the young at heart as well, this phenomenon whereby the younger generation is rejecting the status quo when it comes to religion and instead embracing a true Christian orthodoxy. And that's basically what she gets into throughout the book, and it's a very interesting read. And I want to go over that because as I was reading this, I was thinking, this is me. This is many of the people I know. This is a lot of the youth ministry people. This is what's happening in the church, and it's an exciting time to be in the church. It's an exciting time to be a young person in the church. And let's give some examples here of what she's talking about, of rejecting the status quo and instead embracing true Christian orthodoxy. You know, many people think, for instance, that belief in God is unscientific, right, and a sign of ignorance. We, however, know that science will never be able to explain everything, and that it is faith that gives us all the proof that we'll ever need. After all, we've heard that saying, only those who see the invisible can do the impossible. Similarly, they think that the church is simply a man-made institution comprised of crusty old celibates who don't know anything about what they're talking about, right? We know, however, that the church was established by Jesus Christ himself, and that he said the gates of hell will never prevail against her, and that she is alive, and that she is well, and that she is young, and that those crusty old celibate men are actually successors of Christ's apostles who have been empowered by him to teach and to govern, to sanctify the church. And yes, they're still human beings, and they're still sinners like the rest of us. They think that morality is relative. We know, however, that there is objective right and wrong, and so we reject the dictatorship of relativism, as our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, so aptly dubbed it, the dictatorship of relativism. They think that we're simply slaves to all those rules, right? And that freedom consists in doing whatever feels good. We know, however, that they are really the ones who are slaves. They are enslaved by their senses, and that true freedom comes in being children of God, having been made in his image and likeness, and not just any old animal who just does whatever it feels like doing. They think that sex, for instance, is just something that you do for fun, right? And that it has no deeper meaning. We know, however, that our sexuality is a beautiful, holy gift from God that enables us to give ourselves entirely to another, should God call us to that vocation, and then even to cooperate in his creative power. They think that one should never commit themselves to anything or anyone, especially not in one's youthful prime, when they should be living up the single lifestyle. We know, however, that true peace only comes in doing God's will. After all, those who lose their life for the sake of Christ are the ones who will find it. And this is why, for instance, society is so baffled when they see young, happy, married couples with children, young, happy priests and nuns living celibacy. And it just baffles them. They don't know what to think of this. My brothers and sisters, we are in the minority. And that is why we need to stick together. And that's this whole point of La Résistance. The focus, of course, as you know, we don't want to exclude anyone, and so we said everyone is welcome, and all ages are certainly always going to be welcome at La Résistance, but we wanted to fill a particular need that was felt in the church. When I first got here back in July, one of the deanery meetings later on, we were, the deanery covers the whole county, and all the Catholic parishes in the county, we were meeting, and all the priests were discussing, and I kind of asked the question, I said, is there any particular ministry to the young adult crowd? And that's, in the church, we define that as, you know, college, post-college age, you know, young adults. And not a single parish in the county was doing anything for that age group. And, you know, of course, in this parish, and we have our community Catholic youth ministry, and it covers so many parishes, and it's wonderful, but it kind of stops off at 12th grade, and we have some people who stick around, thank God, and help out. But we wanted to fill a particular need, and that's what we're trying to do here with La Resistance. We're trying to reach out to that college, that post-college age, when people are making these really important decisions, when they're deciding where to work, what to do with their lives. And so I'm glad that we have so many people here today, and I ask that you continue to spread the word. We're going to do this the third Saturday of each month. And just to continue to spread the word that there is this group of solid, truly Orthodox Catholic Christians who are on fire with the Lord, on fire with the faith, and are trying to live the good, holy life. We need, as the flyer said, to resist those forces pulling us away from Christ, who himself said that that was the reason why he came, so that we may have life and have it to the full. And we need to be realistic, though, and realize that sometimes these forces that pull us away from Christ infiltrate even our families and our group of friends, and it's not that we're better than them or holier than now. God knows we're all still sinners, but we are called to be that prophetic voice in their midst to help draw our family members, our friends, our co-workers, our classmates, everyone with whom we come into contact, to draw them out of the darkness of ignorance and the slavery to senses and into the wonderful light of truth and the freedom that comes in being children of God. And that's what, I'm going to just conclude with this, that's what those readings that we heard were all about. In that first reading that we heard from the prophecy of Isaiah, Israel is described. And Israel was originally a single person, Jacob, whom God renamed Israel. But then it became the group of people, because, of course, Jacob had 12 sons, and we get the 12 tribes of Israel. And that was the chosen people. You were either born into it or you were not. And the point of God choosing this particular group of people was that they were going to be his people. He was going to be their God. He was going to teach them his ways. And then, as we heard in that reading, he said, you are then going to be a light to the nations. That their job was then to go out into the world, not because they were better, they weren't. Not because they had merited being the chosen people, they hadn't. But to go out into the world and to bring others to God. That God had chosen this people, he was going to instruct them, teach them, and then send them out. The church is the new Israel, into which we enter not by physical birth, but by the rebirth of baptism. And that's what we heard about in the gospel. That in Christ himself set the example of that by being baptized himself and setting a model for us. That is the means by which we enter into the new Israel. But our job is the same. It is to go out into the world, to be the light to the nations. You know, in the readings, in the prayers, and as I've tried to reflect here in the ambiance, there's this notion of light in darkness. That we are called, like all of these little candles around the church, the candles on the altar, we are called to be a light to the nations. To get our light from him, and to constantly come back to him, and to be rejuvenated, and to go out into the world. This is our job. And my brothers and sisters, and especially the young crowd here, God, and indeed the entire church, is counting on you to do that.